What if the difference between people who thrive and people who merely survive comes down to a single hour? Not some mystical talent or lucky break, just 60 intentional minutes before the chaos begins. Jordan Gross discovered this truth the hard way. On mornings when he invested in himself first, the day felt victorious regardless of what happened. On mornings he traded that hour for extra sleep, he spent the entire day playing catch-up, filled with regret. This realization sparked a year-long experiment that became the Comfy Method, a framework so straightforward you'll wonder why you haven't been doing it all along. Comfy isn't an acronym you'll forget. It stands for calm, openness, movement, funny, and you. Each element builds upon the previous one, creating a morning experience that prepares you mentally, physically, and emotionally for whatever lies ahead. But here's the twist. It's actually about embracing discomfort, not seeking comfort. The name itself becomes a playful contradiction that keeps you honest. The genius lies not in complexity, but in its refreshing rejection of perfection. This isn't about dramatic life overhauls or rigid schedules. It's about reclaiming the most overlooked hour of your day and watching everything else fall into place. The structure recognizes a fundamental truth. You spend more time with yourself than anyone else on the planet. Yet most people invest more thought into their coffee order than into their own development. What makes this approach revolutionary is its flexibility. There's no single correct way to be comfy. One person might thrive with 20 minutes of yoga and journaling. Another might prefer a quick workout and inspirational reading. The framework provides structure, but you fill in the content based on what actually energizes you rather than what some guru insists you should do. To prevent the temptation to hit snooze, Gross developed a brilliant accountability trick, the No Snooze Challenge. Choose something you love doing daily, watching your favorite show, reading, gaming, and if you snooze, subtract that exact amount of time from your beloved activity. Suddenly, those 7 extra minutes of sleep cost you 7 minutes of something you genuinely enjoy. The trade-off becomes crystal clear. Before important moments, interviews, performances, first dates, everyone says, relax, breathe, calm down. We know calm minds perform better. Yet most mornings begin with alarm clocks jolting us awake, minds immediately racing with demands, creating instant anxiety before we've left bed. Why deliberately start our day in the mental state we're told to avoid before anything important? Meditation transforms this pattern, shifting your mindset from anxious to eager. The practice isn't about achieving Zen master emptiness. It's simply focusing on your breath and gently redirecting your wandering mind. One crucial tip, don't meditate in bed. Your brain associates bed with sleep and will fight you constantly. For those who find meditation challenging, stretching offers similar benefits with less complexity. A basic 3-minute routine relaxes your body and signals you're approaching the day with intention rather than panic. Creating a calming environment matters tremendously, whether a peaceful corner of your home, nature sounds, or calming videos. Create a morning sanctuary where you temporarily escape the pressures waiting and reconnect with yourself.
Openness has 2 dimensions: authentic connection with others and honest self-awareness. True vulnerability, asking for help, acknowledging weakness, is strength, not defeat. Active listening is society's most undervalued skill. During a 45-minute Uber ride, Gross asked his driver questions instead of checking his phone. He discovered Ronnie Rice, a Chicago music legend from New Colony 6, and heard fascinating stories about the 1970s rock scene that distraction would have erased. President Bill Clinton exemplifies this skill, making everyone feel like the only person in the world. A friend's father met Clinton in a bagel shop and was amazed at how authentically the president asked about Northwestern University. The father eventually had to end the conversation because he was running late. Overcoming fear to reach out can change your trajectory. Gross contacted a restaurant group CEO for a school assignment, receiving career-changing advice. You can watch videos and practice at the range, but you won't improve until you get on the actual course. When reaching out, personalize your approach. Mention mutual connections and ask ordinary questions in extraordinary ways. Instead of, what are your biggest strengths, try, what three characteristics would a commercial about you highlight? Being open with yourself matters equally. Journaling provides powerful self-reflection. Writing on paper rather than screens creates physical sensation that deepens the experience and disconnects you from technology's pull. Gross transformed from ordering excessive meals in one sitting, full rigatoni marinara, Hawaiian pizza with extra bacon, and chocolate lava cake, to becoming a certified personal trainer who exercises daily. He discovered movement's primary benefit isn't just physical health, but enhanced mental clarity. Physical activity kickstarts morning thinking, activates brain function, and prepares you for challenges ahead. Running creates rhythm, left, right, similar to military cadences that build camaraderie and battle readiness. It functions as both movement and meditation, developing freedom and self-reflection with each step. Some of his best ideas, including this book's concept, emerge during runs. The gym offers something different, a space for pure presence. When Gross received a Google rejection after a final round interview, he channeled disappointment into an explosive gym session. A year later, when Millstone Restaurant Group extended an offer, he celebrated with an equally intense workout. The gym served as his emotional outlet for both triumph and defeat. You don't need a gym membership. A simple home workout, 25 sit-ups, jumping jacks, high knees, push-ups, activates your blood flow and brain. Jake Freeman, a Harvard soccer star, emphasizes morning movement, starting with placing both feet on the ground when your alarm sounds. This prevents snooze button habits and energizes your entire day. Finding moments to laugh adjusts your mindset and helps you cope with difficult situations. After his grandfather was diagnosed with dementia, Gross volunteered at Mather Pavilion with Alzheimer's patients, learning to live fully in the present moment. He embraced the yes-and role from improv, going with whatever scenario patients presented, whether as a submarine captain's right-hand man or Clark Gable signing autographs. Instead of starting your day with negative news, create your own positive news network, media sources that make you laugh, like The Onion for satirical news or People Are Awesome for incredible human feats. Try the No News Challenge. Learn news only from other people throughout your day. Write down what you learn, then check news sources before bed to see how many top stories you discovered. This empowers others by letting them teach you while you still get informed. Share humor with others through morning messages. Find an accountability partner for your comfy journey and exchange daily humorous notes or inspiring messages, creating a ripple effect of positivity. The final component focuses on dedicating time each morning to whatever genuinely excites you. When pursuing passion, feel young, think old. Recapture childlike enthusiasm while maintaining elder wisdom that doesn't fear judgment. Find passion by developing natural talents or pursuing something new that excites you. Both require grit, the combination of perseverance and passion. Jim Fagan, an attorney and theologian, has run daily for 15 years through all weather. After being struck by a car and fracturing his hip, he returned to running within months, demonstrating the comfy mindset perfectly. Diana Klinaris transformed discomfort into opportunity by starting The Chick and the Pea, a hummus business born from a cooking competition win. Gross's passion project honors his mother, who has MS, but never complains or slows down. He transformed their family's mandel recipe into Momdels, with capitalized M and S representing both mom and MS, with profit sharing benefiting the MS Society. Packaged in mini house-shaped containers symbolizing stability, Momdels aims to evoke nostalgia and comfort. This exemplifies adding value to others' lives without requiring anything in return, the core philosophy learned from watching his parents make their children their passion. The beauty of getting comfy lies in its immediate applicability. Tomorrow morning, begin with just one component, perhaps 5 minutes of meditation, a brief walk, or watching a comedy clip before checking your phone. These small actions serve as gateway habits that transform your entire morning experience. The key is consistency rather than perfection. Missing a day doesn't negate your progress. What matters is returning to the practice. As you experience the benefits of even one element, you'll naturally want to incorporate others. Within weeks, conscious effort becomes automatic ritual. Remember that COMFY ultimately stands for can only move forward, yes. Progress is inevitable, but its direction depends on your choices. We control our responses, the company we keep, and the conversations we engage in. By implementing this approach each morning, you create a compound effect of positive changes that reshape your entire life trajectory. As Gross concludes, it's a great day to be a great day, and that greatness begins the moment you open your eyes. Start small, start tomorrow, and watch what happens when you finally invest in the person who matters most, you.